Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations. You've just been handed a huge new opportunity. Bravo. With it comes the need for new skills. Skills you'll need to master in short order. Every year, Harvard Business School Executive Education helps executives like you develop the hard and soft skills it takes to succeed in new roles. This is your chance. Go. Start by going to hbs.me/go. That's hbs.me/go.
2-1, and we are live.
Hello, it's Joe Montaldo. Lily can't join us today. I moved the mic a little closer.
No, Lily's got some better drugs than I do, so I like that to say.
Ah, you're silly.
Anyway, welcome. Oh, man, I was going to put a Christmas tree in here for y'all to see tonight, and I forgot. Well, tomorrow night show, y'all can see it. The God tree, that's what we're going to call it, just to irritate you. Everybody
just to irritate
who's
Lily.
Anti-Christian, we're going to hate on. Look, people, get this through y'all stupid-ass skulls, okay? It's a Christian holiday. Now, just because you take advantage of it and you want to spend your money and do whatever, it's still a Christian holiday.
It is not a Christian holiday.
It is a Christian holiday.
It is a...
They created the holiday.
Variety of pagan holidays. Mm-hmm. And the Greek...
The pagan holidays actually fall a little bit earlier. But
They are earlier because the Christian church took it, and then the Greeks would get drunk. The others, you burn the Yule log and blah blah blah. Freaking pagan fertility.
It don't matter what it was 5,000 years ago. Today it is a Christian
it
holiday.
It is still the Yule celebration. Burn the Yule log right around Christmas to blah. No, no, Joseph. Jeremiah chapter 10,
pagan,
verses 3 and
you're
4.
You're done. Your religion's over with. Move on.
It's wrong. Oh, by the way, did Joe...
I was a Wiccan at one time, but Wiccans are wusses, so I moved on.
What are Wiccans?
Wiccans are wusses. Wiccan and wuss go together. Look, at all the witches' cults, because most people don't realize this, but when it comes to witches, there's varieties of witches, and there's varieties of types of magic and things like that. We're not talking dark and light, just varieties. Wiccans are the sweetest ones out of it. We'll just leave it at that. When it comes to... Let me put it this way. If I had to have them defending me versus one of the other cults, I think I'd choose one of the other ones. I'm just saying, guys. Oh. You know, I know Wiccan magic really well, and it's just what it is. It's good stuff. It's good, you know, peace, love, and light, or love, light, and laughter, however you want to look at it. I don't want to hate on them because Wiccans are good people for the most part. And they got a lot of good ideas about living with the environment and shit, but, you know, when Satan comes calling for you, I don't want them defending my ass. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly? There you go.
Give me one of them Catholic priests with the cross, man.
Exactly. Up against the devil, you better have a Christian. Thank you. But no, it is still the Yule celebration. But wait, this is a new show.
How was Thanksgiving? About them to ask everybody, how was y'all's Thanksgiving?
Tell us all about it.
We feasted on steak and fried turkey. Well, no, I'm sorry, just steak this year. No fried turkey. Damn. I got the damn fried turkey stuck in my head, but no, we didn't actually do it. We got some porterhouse steaks and some fillets and just did steaks.
You didn't steaks have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Well, we rarely do. We got this thing we've always had since Lily and I got married. It's we do one traditional holiday and one non-traditional holiday. So Usually, because I don't want to eat turkey twice. It's just too much. And, you know, a lot of times we'll do like surf and turf. Like last year we did steak and shrimp and lobster and stuff like that. And Usually I'll make some seafood stuffed mushrooms with them. And you know, usually some crab stuffed mushrooms, to be honest with you. Variety of other little things that go along. And it's a better dinner for you. You don't feel as tired or sleepy afterwards. And it's healthier, actually. So, because, you know, porterhouse is a good steak. People don't realize porterhouse, if you're going to be a steak eater, that's the steak to eat. Ribeye is probably the most flavorful part of any steak, but ribeye is bad for you, people. The porterhouse has the New York strip and the filet mignon all in one steak. I mean, what else can you ask for? I'm just trying to help y'all out, man. What else can you
ask for? This is also a food show. So we talk about religion and food and whatever.
Hey, it's the holidays, so we get to get away with this kind of stuff during the holidays. Normally, we'd have to be hating on somebody, but it's the holidays, so we get to get away with this stuff. You know, last year we did do that thing. But actually, last 2 years, submit your favorite holiday drink. Send it to...
Send the actual drink to Lily at P.O. Box. No.
Pre-made, frozen, ready to be heated, whichever way it may work out. But yeah, y'all should send in your favorite recipes again. There were some good ones came in last year. And I don't drink much anymore, but occasionally I like to have a drink. So let's not. Whoa, Martha, you know me, so you know I don't drink. So what the hell? Because people get confused. All right, people. In all fairness, I used to drink when I was young. In my 20s, I drank a lot. And then in my 30s, I quit for a while. And then in my 40s, I drank again. And then I quit around 46, 47. I just quit drinking. Not for any reason. Not because I was an alcoholic. Not because of any problems or anything. I just quit drinking. It was because I was driving. It's not that. I'm always driving.
Because you were working and doing stuff.
And I don't want to get arrested drinking and driving, so I don't get to drink like I used to. But I like to go to casinos. And Linda and I went and stayed at the Isla Capri. Not the Isla Capri. The Imperial Palace just recently for her birthday, and I drank from midnight to 6 a.m. White Russians, didn't even get hardly buzzed. See, it's such a suck having my tolerance to alcohol. It's probably why I quit drinking, got too expensive. I got an abnormally weird high tolerance to alcohol. It's really strange. Probably because I was raised in a family of alcoholics. Probably it probably came naturally. I imagine we got alcoholics in my family going back a couple of hundred years or so. So
Lordy.
I'm just saying. Oh, and happy Cyber Monday to everybody. I hope y'all are out there spending your money, boosting the economy. Now, before we even get anything good, let's talk about GM for a minute. So GM announces today 15,000 people getting laid off. Now, did you have to do it before the holidays?
They always do.
But I mean, they're not going to lay them off until after the first of the year, but did you have to do this before the holidays? And you just ruined 15,000 people's holiday.
Joe, you know a lot of companies. Almost every company I know, after the fiscal year ends, they're like, oop, bye, and kick them out.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I see what you're typing. Look, but that's not what this is about. GM's not in financial trouble. No, GM's making sure they don't get into financial trouble. That's exactly what this is about. Profits are high. Profits are good. Things are going well. They're just going to get rid of these people and close a couple of divisions because their cars aren't selling anywhere. And if you want to blame Trump for the steal, that's fine, but that's not the reason the cars aren't selling overseas. They're just not selling. They're not selling here. Because you know what, people? GM is not what GM used to be. Okay, yeah, Chevrolet's okay. You know, some people like the Buicks. I'm not a big fan of Buicks.
They're trying to Buicks.
Oldsmobiles is gone. There was another one gone. Which was the other one? There was two of them that just died out all together. Pontiac and Oldsmobile are gone. And frankly, I think the Oldsmobiles were prettier than Buicks. But anyway, Buicks on its way out.
It's all about Pontiac.
Yeah, so you're pretty much just going to have, you know, Chevrolet and GM. And GM really just builds trucks. They build nice trucks, not as good as Ford's, mind you, but they still build nice trucks. But that's the problem. Ford owns the truck industry, not just in the country, but around the planet.
Hey, so, Chevy's giving them a run.
Not really.
Trying to. Yeah, they try to.
But I like, no, my partner, Sam, just bought him, in case y'all didn't know this, my partner just bought him a new Chevy truck in 2018. The drivetrain.
Life partner, yes.
It's beautiful. Yes, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Don't, if he may just croak over and die on himself, but he's a couillon from way back in the hard days, man, before all of this LGBTQGTX came along. You don't hear about that anymore either, huh? What happened to that?
Right.
For six months, for 2 years, all I heard was LGBTS, and I don't hear it anywhere.
Yeah, like somebody wanted to stop distracting.
Anyway, GM going to lay off these people. They're going to lay off 3,000-4,000 in Canada right before Christmas. They're going to tell everybody about this. They could have waited until January, you know, week after January. Now, I guess it's a good thing. This way people won't spend the money.
Honestly, yeah. About to say that. Like, don't tell me now.
I think most of them are getting laid off in, I think they said August. Not August, April, I'm sorry. I don't know. You know, they've got good, strong sales. They don't need to do this. They just want to keep their profits high and their stockholders happy. And that's really the main reason they're doing this. okay right now. I mean, to be honest about this, there's a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of people looking for jobs out there. I mean, a lot of people looking for employees out there, skilled labor at that. So, and at least half of these 15,000, the media don't want to tell you this, but half, almost 8,000 of the 15 or 13,000, whatever it is, are getting, well, they're closing out their contracts with them.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
basically they're getting retirement plans. They're just retiring them early is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's not really 15. That's more like about 6,000. And like I said, half of them are in Canada, but still, that ain't how the media is portraying. Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. No, the company's doing good. The company said they were doing good. This has nothing to do with any of that. They're just being, you know what, and laying off people. Screwing the, you know, the American citizen like they do on a regular basis.
Well, it's not necessarily that, because I mean, they can see the trend of the industry. So if you know that you really are not going to need to maintain production and that you're going to have a surplus, you're going to have that kind of hindrance. I mean, that's a basic supply and demand sort of thing.
Really,
and the whole auto industry suffered from, I think it was these, it was a raw material found in two different parts. When the plants blew up, those two different plants, and then a whole bunch of people, auto industry people, were screwed because there are very few suppliers for that part that is in almost every car. Then you have the movement towards electric cars and the ride sharing and the scooters and the bikes. So they're like, yo, we don't really need to be making all these cars, and we'd be saving really, a lot of money.
Does anybody really want an electric car?
I'll
tell you the truth, people. I've driven a couple electric cars. And you know what? When I was young, when I was 16, the first electric cars came out, they were shaped like this. Square and a bottom shape like this. They look like little tents driving down the highway. And a friend of mine had one, and it would hold charge for like 6 hours. But it had like, I think, 10 batteries in it, about this big monster batteries. We go cruising around in. Okay, first off, when you stomped on it, it took about 5 minutes to get to 60 miles an hour. And then it didn't go much faster. It only went about 70, 75. Now the new ones go faster than that. But remember, the faster your electric car goes, the faster you're draining the power.
And not you're like not, and if you're in a Prius, you're not recharging the power because you do that's that right. with your brakes.
And something, you know, a friend of mine and I, well, we were poor, or else this would already be in fruition today. But a long time ago, a couple of friends of mine, you know, when we got out of service, we all had electronics degrees. We built a car, self-generating electric car. And what we did is we took generators, and on each wheel, we added one generator, sometimes two. And you would just, as the car moved, it created power. And today they get big lithium, so you can put a big square of lithium in the bottom of the car, use it as a bottom weight, and charge nonstop. Never have to worry about power. Have continuous power all the time. Matter of fact, if you
lithium
want
lithium, very prone to, you know, bad things.
Well, that's what they use now. That's what's in the Priuses and stuff now, are lithium batteries. So. That's the future for now. That's what's in your cell phone and everything else.
It's in everything, but there's a reason why you got to, you know, have it. I don't like.
Well, they overheat and stuff, so you got to be careful. And they got to be properly ventilated and stuff. But more than that, these particular cars, you could actually build stands on them so where the cars could kick out on the stands and raise up, and you could actually let it run, and it could run your house. Because the generator would be creating power all the time. And, you know, for the amount of gas you would be burning to generate that much power. See, that was the first one. Now the next one would have probably been running off of hydrogen or something. But, you know, now they're talking about these little generators, these little, protoplasm generators. What they really are is fusion generators. And the first one, the one that's built, there's one actually built in that right now. It's about the size of a semi-truck. It could probably power about half of Vegas right now, continuously, nonstop, without any problems. The next one they're building is about going to be twice that size. We'd be able to power all of New York nonstop for 25 years without anything being done to it at all. And the reason they say 25 years is because something in it might break down. But other than that, it's pretty much continuous self-contained power. But it's more important than that, though, is you could put it in your house, would generate everything in your house. Or you could put it in your car. Your car could run your house, could run your thing, or vice versa. It's just a whole different type of system that we're looking for in the future. Then electric cars might actually be feasible. But until somebody can make an electric car go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, we ain't interested in damn things. I want to be able to go when I like to feel that when you punch the accelerator down and you hear that whoop, and it nails you back into the seat like that, and you're like, yeah. Unfortunately, electric cars just don't do that. They're just not there yet. But eventually, they'll be way faster than conventional. Because you know most of those fancy electric trains that do 600 miles an hour are, guess what? Electric. With magnetic rails. Lily said she's going to volunteer to take the Elon Musk tunnel.
Boy.
I'm just, you know. Well, it'd be a good thing. You can go out there. Oh, you're right, Chris. Actually, the president will be speaking in 35 minutes. Yeah, I almost went tonight. Yeah, I thought about it.
Excuse me, what?
He's down here. Him and the vice president's here, too. Can you believe that shit? The president and vice president are in Gulfport, Biloxi, Mississippi. They're down here. They're going to, I mean, they're literally not even 2 miles from my house right now. They're going to be out there. They're out there helping that white girl out. That white girl said she wanted to see that, you know, that end guy hanging in a tree. So I don't know how that's going to go. Yeah. Well, that's not exactly how she said it. She had somebody asked her if they were lynching that, you know, what guy, what would she do? She said, get me a front row seat. She's talking about her, the guy she's running against, who's a black guy. He may even be a gay black guy at that, but this is Mississippi. I don't even think they cared.
There's been a ton of news.
I was amazed at some of the shit said by both sides that no one got in trouble here. There was some nasty shit said by both these campaigns, and both of them seem to be it's so corrupt that I heard when Nancy Pelosi, was it Elizabeth Warren? Both of them said these candidates can't even be back. Neither one should be running for Senate. And it's only for 2 years because they're just picking up somebody's seat that kicked over, died, or retired, or some shit. Got to put in Trump's campaign or something. Coffee's good stuff, man.
So Lily is having computer and audio issues, but she's back right now. Yay.
I was thinking... I don't know if the Cyber Monday sales were as good as the Black Friday sales. A lot of stuff I see was cheaper Friday than they were today. Put this in perspective, like Walmart's running TV sales today. $200 or $300 for a 58-inch Philips and $400 for a 58-inch Samsung. That's not bad, but yesterday they were selling the Sharp 65-inch smart TV for $398, and they were selling the TCL smart TV 65-inch.
Well, those two aren't
4K.
The same kind of premium. They're not the same. They're better components, capability, but they're not the same premium brand. But do you know why Cyber Monday, you're not going to have the best deals anymore?
I don't know. So they're breaking record sales today. $8 billion in sales.
Yes, that's exactly the point. You have 23% uptick in cyber sales versus, you know, the in-person sales. So you're going to lose more money if you give better deals on Cyber Monday. So you can...
Well, you better start, because what will happen is, you know, people start realizing it, they just won't come on your Cyber Monday no more. I mean, I've seen some decent little deals here and there, but only things I'm interested in right now is in computers or TVs, and I haven't seen any really decent deals.
What do you think I was looking for? I did Cyber Monday on Amazon specifically last year, and I did it this year, and it ain't as good this year. It's not.
I ain't seen nothing good on Amazon this year, man.
Oh, I see plenty good on there.
I can get a damn computer cheaper at iBuy than I can on Amazon.
iBuy?
Yeah, and they got a better, I mean, those are gaming computers. They're badass computers. 8 cores, 6 cores, 32 gigs of RAM.
Oh, my God. We don't have a lot of time. We have to show we've spent talking about some fun things, but there's something that I have to bring up.
Oh, wait. Especially... We got the Eco Dot, $24. Okay. Third generation.
Yeah, I'm tempted to get that for my mom. She mentioned it, even though she'll never learn how to really use it because she sucks. But anyway.
What do you mean? Just say Alexa.
She does. I'd have to set it up, and then she'd be constantly asking me questions, and then remember, she has short-term memory loss because of the traumatic brain injury. But she also doesn't really have follow through in general. Never did. Anyway, she's a shiny. Poor person. So anyway, we got some news that I am so excited to talk about, especially after the last show that one chick said what she said about me, because I said what I said about the Mexicans saying that it's an invasion and that da 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 da. Well, why 500 men, women, and children, part of the caravan of roughly 1,000, rushed the metal fence and surged into a concrete riverbed towards San Diego on Sunday. Why? Why would you do that? That's not a good look for you, for the other migrants, or anybody. No one, that helps nothing. And I do not believe you really thought you were going to get through. Literally an invasion. We're literally going to invade your country.
You know, there's no doubt that somebody's pushing this. I heard Mark Cuban was involved and a couple others, but I haven't seen real evidence of it. But other than the fact that the caravans are well organized and someone's telling them how to get in and find places to get through and what to do and feeding them and clothing them and getting them from point A to point B. And now there's two more waves coming. Well, I don't know if Mexico's even going to allow the other two waves to get to where this one got to. They're destroying Tijuana. I mean, and Tijuana is not the prettiest city on the planet to start off with. It's not even the friendliest city. You know, it's kind of, it's got its sections, but it's got some pretty nasty sections too. And they said crime and violence is up like 300% already. So remember, these are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that ABC and CBS and NBC and CNN are telling you that these are good people with their children just trying to get in our country. But yet somehow or another, they're managing to destroy Tijuana, which is a far meaner city than most American cities. With the exception of maybe Detroit and Baltimore and New Orleans. Other than that, you know, it's a nasty city. It's got some bad problems. It's got a lot of violence in it.
Hey, we're Chicago, by the way, since we're throwing people under the bus.
Well, yeah, Chicago's. Well, Chicago actually is probably number one right now. I think Baltimore's number two.
Miami does say five, but it's not as bad as Baltimore.
But New Orleans is dropping for some reason. My son was telling me today that they're headed for one of their lowest years in 30 years. So
that's because, like you like to say, we got rid of the ghettos and it's really nice and we got the integration and you don't mess with the tourists and blah, blah, blah.
Actually, it's really makes, really and truly what makes a difference in any city being good is good economies. If everybody's working, everybody's got money, there's really not as much need for violence. Even the druggies have money to spend, so they're not out robbing and going after tourists and shit. They're just out doing their thing. Right now, unemployment's virtually non-existent in New Orleans. The hotel industry and some of the other industries are saying they're having a hard time even getting people.
Wow.
So that's a good thing. That means that money's good and people are getting paid top dollar. Even shit jobs are getting paid top dollar. So, you know, that kind of stuff's going on.
Hopefully it's sustainable.
Well, I think it is. I mean, New Orleans has always been a pretty decent city, but New Orleans' population is down by 200,000, 250,000. So there's lots of growth area in it right now. Lots of room for new businesses, lots of room for new people.
Yeah, for now.
Baton Rouge is bigger than New Orleans right now. So it's. I mean, not if you include the metro area. I mean, the metro area has probably got 2 million people in it, but the city itself is down to 375,000 people. So that ain't much. For a city as big as it is, that ain't nobody, people. I mean, you can sustain an easy million, maybe two. So don't ask me where everybody's going. They ain't down here and they ain't going up north. So I'm not sure where they're going, to the heartland, maybe to Florida, maybe to Texas, Tennessee. I know a lot of people went up to Tennessee. I don't know what the hell y'all going up there for, but a little power to you. A lot of y'all went out to D.C. Yeah. Well, it was actually Glenn, I'm sorry. Yeah, you actually got a good point. You can see the populations. A good chunk of blacks went to Houston and to Memphis.
Yeah.
A good chunk of whites went to Dallas and to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why. I have no idea why it went like that. And then there was other people spread out all along the Mason-Dixon line and stuff. And a few of them even went up to Chicago and places like that. But that's where the most people went. Unfortunately, Houston got the worst. Something about they had the best housing and the best everything, and so everybody got good free stuff, and then the druggies went there and took over the drug market. Obviously, New Orleans druggies were tougher than Houston druggies, because I still remember the mayor of Houston, please take your people back. Please.
Exactly.
But they ain't coming back. We asked them to come back. We were willing to let them back, and they're like, no, we happy up here. Sorry, Houston.
Well, interesting point there. I did post this one article about the suburbs are changing. But not in all the ways liberals hope. Loving it. Loving it. Y'all can hate me right now, but I love it. Because I want their bubble to burst. I need their bubble to burst. Where they think they have so much power and so much support. And they're just so righteously correct in their beliefs. It's just, it's what the Republican Party used to be. The Republican Party saw that it had to open up a little bit to new beliefs, whether we like them or not. But the Democrats, specifically the liberal progressives, are just so...
Speaking of that, we're going to do a show, people. sometime I'm going to come up back friends together. And we're going to do a show on Democrats and Republicans from Abraham Lincoln forward. Because I learned some stuff yesterday I didn't know about in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Georgia after the Civil War. Okay. So 10 years after the Civil War, I didn't know this because no one's ever told me this. And most of my black friends apparently don't know it either. But after the 10 years after the Civil War, blacks' rights in the South were unequal, even today, were unequal. They were allowed to go and come as they wanted. Landowners were giving them property and letting them get out. Matter of fact, the number one cotton producer in the South was a black gentleman. This is only 5 years after the end of the Civil War. They called it the Reconstruction. Well, during the Reconstruction, it was unprecedented how blacks were making achievements. And then for some reason, the Southern Democrats got nervous. And they started coming up with the Jim Crow laws. Because remember this, the Republicans are the ones.
Part of it was the Northern occupation as well.
Yeah, it was. And then eventually they got them out, which actually made it worse in the end. But you had all these.
At the beginning, but anyway, go ahead.
You had all these things going on. And then the Southern Democrats were getting really nervous. Now, get this. So the Republicans that run free the slaves, the Republicans that were one of the ones blacking the slaves during this period, the entire time. They're also the ones that gave you the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Every Democrat voted against every one of those amendments. So the Democrats are responsible for the KKK and Jim Crow. And really stopping blacks from moving forward 100 years ago. Do you realize if that wouldn't have happened, how much different the world would be in our country?
I hate when people bring up this argument. They're like, Lincoln is the Republicans are the party of Lincoln. I'm like, y'all know that we did a switch and that you are not the same people, literally, because we had a geographic change as well. Those Dixiecrats became Republicans.
I used to believe that. I used to believe that until I went and looked. Even in the 60s and 70s, the Republicans were the ones writing laws for blacks.
Yes,
the Democrats are responsible for
the most harsh
laws ever against blacks ever.
1962, 1964, 1972. Civil Rights Acts come out, and then blacks switch. So there's a difference between the polarization of just the general parties and white folks, and then when the black people switched. So you had this like 50-year period where the party was
switching. But you got to wonder why they switched. Because they switched to the party that was screwing them and kept screwing them. I mean, Clinton is responsible for some of the hardest. I mean, there's still black people in jail today.
Black people asked for it. And then it didn't work out right.
And Hillary was a racist bitch to start off with. So I mean, none of this was surprising. It's still not even today. And it's one of the reasons that Trump got 18% of black vote and expected to get 36 to 40% in 2020 because he finally asked the question, what have the Democrats actually done for you? Let's look at all the accomplishments that the Republicans have done for blacks over the last 100 years versus what the Democrats have done just in the last 20. It's nothing. They haven't done anything.
You gave a lot of
the problem here is even when Kennedy was president, when everybody thought that's when the switch really happened, there was nothing going on for blacks. They weren't getting any extra rights. Nothing was happening. No, it was just a really, really, really good campaign. And Kennedy was smart. He used his Hollywood friends and his music friends, you know, like because, you know, he was friends with Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. And he used that to push his agenda. And, of course, when Martin Luther King and him came along, they followed through with the Democratic Party. And then you had to switch. But the party, everybody who switched got screwed. Because if they'd have stayed on the other part, a lot of what we're arguing about today would already be gone. For some reason, the Republicans didn't care that everybody was getting freed. It wasn't bothering them because Republicans think of it differently than Democrats. They think of the money part. The more free people you are, the more money you're going to make. It's just that simple. It's just urban economics. The more money you have out there working, more people out there working and free doing what they want with their money, the more money is going to be out there to be made. It's just a difference in the way they look at things. The Democrats want power and control. The Republicans want wealth and control. They don't
the way, people, when we're talking about the switch, we're talking about social issues. We're not talking about economics.
Yeah, we are talking about social issues. It's hard to fathom why a party, a group of people would switch from the party that gave them freedom and then gave them the rights to vote and basically be humans like everybody else in the country. You get, especially when the Democrats hadn't really done anything to earn that. I mean, there's not anything, you can't see any one thing that the Democrats did to earn that switch. There's nothing there. It's just, it's all empty air, but they were good speakers and people were desperate to follow somebody. So whoever had, it's like the Obama, you know, Obama's a nice guy and all, but what did he really do for our country? For the Democrats to worship him the way they do.
Not gonna touch that one tonight. We don't got time for that. One thing I want to ask you, Joe, are we? Did we just see the beginning of World War III? I really want to not go there. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to exacerbate and have hyperbolic rhetoric here, or you know, just think the worst. But this is eerily familiar of a couple previous military engagements and interlocking treaties and what have you.
I haven't heard the White House say anything yet.
Exactly. They're scared.
I've seen two different articles on it, and I haven't seen the White House say anything. And Trump's been pretty hard on Russia about Crimea, so you might see him come down on this. I mean, they took three ships. They heard some of the things.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things.
You know what? I'm sorry. You know what? You're probably going to see us roll up a carrier group up in there or a destroyer group and say, okay, picking on Crimea is one thing. Picking on us is a whole different thing.
Yeah. They haven't said anything because they really have to think about this next move. Like, you really have to plan
on something like this. All Trump should say is to Putin, give him their ships back.
Joe, Russia has needed a proper seaport and sea passage since the beginning of their inception.
That's why they took Crimea, because exactly. They wanted that seaport.
They're not backing down.
They left it alone. But the United States can make that seaport obsolete. All you got to do is go park a carrier group over there at the mouth of it, and that's it. It's dead.
Yeah, that's not a natural barrier. It's not a mountain range.
In the end, it's not their city. The city belongs to Ukraine. So they haven't given them compensation. So what Trump really should do, and I don't understand why Trump hasn't already done this. I don't know why Obama didn't do this. And say, look, you want to keep Crimea? Let's make a deal with the Ukrainians. You're going to give them this. You're going to give them that. You're going to give them this. You're going to give them sanctions on this. You're going to make sure the annexation is fine. You're going to make sure that their fuel, you're not messing with their fuel. And then you're going to pay rent, just like the UK did on Hong Kong. And in 100 years, you got to give it back. If not, guess what? We're going to come take it from you. Russia doesn't have the right now to stop us. Even with our military being depleted the way it is, Russia don't stand a prayer in hell.
It's still exacerbation of what you can consider.
China's not going to be real happy with this either. China's going to be like, whoa, yeah. You're trying to start a nuclear war in my backyard here. Knock it off, Russia.
You can't say Putin isn't rational. He knows what he's doing. And
he's
the need.
Chess player, one of the best in the world.
Exactly. He's fucking brilliant. So it's just like, I know you're going to keep pushing for what you know your people need. And you know you've needed it for hundreds of years.
But then he's got to stop and think. If he really don't own Trump, Trump's an egomaniac. Trump might start a war just saying, hey, look, dude, I want you to give it back. If you're not going to give it back, you're going to force us into having to do something.
War is not good for our economy. But, I mean, except actually because Trump has done this America first, wants infrastructure and wants manufacturing back, war would be great. But our economy is stable. So we don't really want to be doing all that, you know, like
actually a war just made our economy better, not worse.
That's what I'm saying. It would actually help. But when people are comfortable, you know, you have the freedom to think about bigger issues, but you also don't necessarily want to do that. Like if the economy was bad, we would have a lot more of the population who was not employed and could go fight. You know, it's one of those desperation moves versus now we're good. You going to draft me? I just got my new 65-inch from Best Buy on Black Friday. I don't want to go fight in a war, Joe. It's just, you know, the shallow first world mentality. We come from
it is, but you can't that. Also, we can't allow Russia just to, you know, we let them take their city, which we shouldn't have done in the first place, because they would have backed down if U.S. would have put troops over there.
Right.
And why not just do it this way? Why not deploy one of our fleets there? And start putting troops in Ukraine and tell Russia, you don't want them there, give the Ukraine back.
Why do we have to do it? Why can't we engage the UN? Like, that's like their purpose.
Do shit to you and scared.
I know. Look, Merkel's
over there sucking on Putin's, you know, eyeball. I mean, isn't that ain't going to happen? The UN's not going to mess with Putin because they're scared of him. And
but Haley is awesome.
UN won't even. Haley's gone, girl.
I know. I'm so sad she's leaving. She's so.
I forgot who's there now, but Haley gone. She's
no, she's not gone. She's leaving at the end of the.
She's had enough. I've had enough of this crazy crap.
Yeah, she
said, you know, you need somebody that's not scared of Russia. You need somebody that's, you know, that knows they got their back into their president.
Hey, Joe, how do you say goodbye in it's not Hindi. She's not that kind of Indian. She's Native American Indian, right?
Who?
Haley.
I think she is. I don't know.
I bring that up because she made somebody was making a joke about Trump not knowing that he appointed a Native American or East Indian person. I think she's Native American.
That's good. There's some Native Americans in there. I got nothing against. Now, people, by the way, whoever sent me that thing about the Native Americans were mourning on Thanksgiving, that's a load of crap, okay? They can mourn all they want. They were just as happy as we were back in the day of the Pilgrims, so kiss my ass.
Do we really have historical context? So I can't say that.
You know, look, I can't help if they didn't unite together and stop the white man. That's their fault. Okay, there was way plenty of them.
That was our fault.
Easily. Did you know the Indians outnumbered Europeans like 4-1? Thanks to smallpox that killed like 180 million of them across two continents, but it was ridiculous. Yeah, people didn't realize how big the Indian populations were and how far down South America they stretched. There were huge populations in between the Spanish and the rest of the settlers. We managed to wipe most of them out without even, well, shit, we killed, a couple hundred thousand when the Spanish invaded. And then just because of diseases, we killed a couple million more.
Muskets, man.
And that's then, of course, but the Indians found that what the rifle was, they had Winchesters. Yeah. They just, I mean, you rifle. Remember Custard's Last Stand? The Indians could have kept their country. In the end, they could never unite to do it. They just couldn't. Even though there's probably 300 million of them or 180 million of them, they just couldn't never unite to do it. If they could have, nothing could have stopped them because they would have took the weapons that would have been on their territory. They're the ones that taught us how to fight the British, remember? But we'd have got our asses kicked.
Right? Just still would have been standing in the line. Like, okay.
Yeah. And then the British were like, wait, these people are swinging out of monkey trees and shit and killing us. What's going on here?
I think that was one of my favorite history lessons. I was like, really?
Just like America got taught a lesson in Vietnam.
Oh, God, yes,
guerrilla
exactly.
Warfare.
Guerrilla.
And then we turned right around and taught the Russian that in Afghanistan.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, we taught the Mujahideen, and then they taught the...
What taught everybody the lesson was in Lars missile launches we were giving to everybody that would take them bitches. We were shooting down Russian helicopters with them left and right. Y'all remember them big gunships the Russians had, them big high-dollar, really pretty fancy ones that were supposed... Man, them little Lars over-the-shoulder rocket holes are shooting them bitches out the sky like they were nothing.
That's painful.
Yeah, it is. And we had to kill
the
Russians.
So bad. Yeah. Imagine that was ours. We'd be pissed.
You see, you couldn't shoot none of ours down with them. You could if you were close enough, but we've actually got weapons that shoot them things down. I don't know. Well, Russia's building a new missile defense shield and a couple of other new projects. Good. I'm thinking Russia.
They're preparing.
They got a $1 trillion economy. What are they actually doing? Thanks. Really? We're going to spend $800 million on our defense this year. That's more than almost all the rest of the planet put together. I think China's going to spend like $200 million. I think Russia's going to spend like $100 million. And everybody after that just falls slower. So what can you really do with $100 million? And Russia's a big-ass country. It's got a lot of land to patrol. It's not like the United States where, you know, we got people everywhere. Russia's got big open expanses where there's hardly anybody lives. And we're not even talking like up in Siberia and shit. We're talking like in the middle of the forest and stuff. Remember, Russia is the largest country on the planet. Not population-wise, but land-wise. Even losing its states, it's still the largest. And then I think what Canada's second and we're third. And by the way, we're only third because Russia was stupid enough to give us Alaska for a jar and some pennies. It was like a penny an acre or something, but... It was an ungodly, unbelievable deal. Because people, y'all don't realize how big Alaska is.
Unbelievable deal for America.
It's almost two-thirds the size of the continental U.S. it damn near doubles us, because people don't realize it, but like Brazil and America is about the same size.
Right.
Brazil's got about 250 million people in it. You don't think about Brazil like that, but they're basically a little America coming on down there. They're just keeping it a secret. They got other
Aria is going to talk about the achievements of her people, since she is part Brazilian. She going to bring it out. She going to show them what to do. What to do, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at that when you were talking about the suburbs. I was looking at that map because it's up on the site.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of weirdness going on amongst changing right now. You're starting to see more movement back to the red, and you can kind of see that from this last election, because traditionally there's usually a bigger swing. I mean, the last two swings, let's see, Clinton was 60 and Bush was 50.
What do you mean 50, swing?
55. That's a swing between, okay. When Obama took the White House and then midterms came up, he lost 60 seats.
Oh, that, yeah.
And then when Bush before him lost 55 seats and Clinton lost, I think, 71 seats. Mm. So as you can see, Trump lost no seats in the Senate. He gained seats. He kept his states and he lost 36 seats in the House. That ain't shit. He could take that back easily in 2020. And he also gained a couple more Senate seats. We'll just see how it all goes.
See, but stuff like that. And then Democrats really, like, the blue wave. Well, not really a blue wave, but yeah, we're victory. You know, balance. We're good. This is good. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, it's supposed to be
better. And then, of course, exactly. Lily and I predicted this 6 months ago or 4 months ago about the House probably going back. But worse than that,
we said
that just 2 months ago, that you wouldn't see the Democrats go after Trump if they won the House back, and they're not. Nancy Pelosi said they're not going after him. She said, we're not going to waste our time with endless committees on Trump. Because in the end, because Trump made the point for him. He said, if that's all you do for the next 2 years, I'm going to easily win in 2020.
That should be common sense but it's not.
Yeah. Now, I seen one of Trump's friends put out a thing about Mueller's report won't be criminally devastating for him, but it will be politically. Okay. Right. You can't have one without the other.
Honestly, not with his
case. No, because if you're just speculating about he might have done, that's not going to work for people. They're still going to vote for him.
Yep.
And if you don't have enough evidence to come out and get him impeached to go after him,
it'll be even better, honestly.
Yeah.
You wasted how much money and how much time for nothing, you know? Like, it's
well, that guy got Mueller the other day. Mueller was saying something on some talk show, and the guy was like, well, wait a minute now. Because Mueller was bragging about how many people that have been indicted and this, that. He said, but not one of them have been on collusion with Russia.
Exactly. The point of the matter.
Or on collusion with Comey. He said, so you're getting a lot of arrests, but none of them got with what you were charged to do. And, you know.
He's trying to make a point. And I don't
But he's already him. He's already a better man than Comey, because he didn't release it during the election.
I said something about that literally like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff that came out about Trump, quote unquote, illegally trying to prosecute Hillary and Comey. Like, he said that he was going to do that from the get-go. What y'all tripping about? Girl, please. The New York Times thing, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, the whole bunch of them. But yeah, guys, it's looking like the suburbs may be going more red than blue. So I just want to let y'all know a lot more flipping going on over the red sides. Because you know what? When the economy is good and things are going good, you're going to always see more red than blue. Because the Democrats whine too much. They want to get in the shit we're not interested in. That's what we were talking about earlier.
In case you all haven't read the article, they were talking about Orange County. It flipped to Democrat, yet I ain't voting for some rental supplement for so-and-so. And I'm not voting for rent control either. Aren't you a Democrat? Yeah. So basically.
Oh, I didn't realize Ukraine declared martial law over the naval attacks.
Yes, honey. Why do you think I was just like, hold up?
That's not good. Yeah. That's not. We'll keep y'all informed, and that's going in. I'll be on tomorrow night, so if anything happens, I'll let you know. Also, the Mars lander touched down successfully.
Yeah.
We had the link posted so you can go over there and see it and things like that. By the way, I know we got to get out of here, and this is another show I want to do with Lily in the near future. You know, I give these NFL players a hard time for kneeling over Black Lives Matter and this kind of other shit. But the last two killings of young black men just have me just pissed. Okay, I understand. Him. I understand they both had guns. Okay, I do. Okay, the guy, the security guard was on top of the guy, and the cop says he didn't put down his gun. He shot him. You know, look, I want to see some video to what actually went on there because I'm not feeling comfortable with that. But worse than that, so this guy, there's a shooting, a mall shooting today or yesterday, and this is an army guy. He's got a permit to carry his gun. Now, this guy, somebody's going through the mall shooting him, so he's got his gun out. Cop just runs in and shoots him dead. These are two young black guys. They had no other reason they were black and had a gun. That's the reason they died. Not because they were threatening a white man or any other man because the other guy was black, but regardless, not because they were threatening anybody with a gun, because they had the gun. Now, I don't know how we're going to fix this, but that this is just bullshit. Anytime, just these guys were both completely innocent. There was nothing going on here that should have got them shot. This has got to be fixed. I don't want to see it kneeled on the side of the NFL because that'll just piss me off. But this has got to be fixed. Somehow, I don't know, some kind of sensitivity training. I know cops get paranoid when they see black men with guns. I understand that, okay? I understand that's the number one criminal in the country right now. But still, it's not the majority of that population. It would be one thing if 80% of black men you seen had a gun was going to kill you, it'd be one thing. But it's like 3% or 5%. So, you know, do something. You ain't going around shooting white men like that when they got guns. So figure out what the difference is. Just figure it out. Let me put it this way. If this was the case, I got stopped in Texas 2 years ago coming back from – I was lecturing at a conference. I had my gun in the car with me. Uh-oh. I actually took the gun out of the thing so he could see it. I guarantee you if I'd have been black, I'd be dead right now.
How did you not die?
That's what I'm saying. I guarantee you. Remember the black guy with the wallet? If I'd have been black in this particular case, especially with my paranoid friend who was with me, who was freaking out, I'd be dead today.
Paranoid friend.
You know, I don't like getting into these kind of discussions because, you know, I know a lot, like this year, there's been more cops killed by blacks than blacks killed by cops. Regardless, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. It just, I don't care how you figure it out, it needs to stop. And look, for any young black men listening, when you see a cop come, even if you're in the right, if you got that gun in your hand, drop it. Just put it on the ground. Don't even think about it. Make it an automatic habit. Just put it on the ground. Because if you don't, you're going to get shot. Even though you're in the right, you got a permit and everything, you're still going to get shot.
You know you can get shot without the gun. So please, baby.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I personally, this is what I do when a cop comes up. Yes, sir, I put my hands up. Yes, sir, what are you doing, sir? I don't, because you know what? I've been through it. I've been hit in the face by guns. I've been beat up by a couple of cops over the years. So it does happen to white people too. Just, you know, they don't get killed as often. They just get the shit beat out of them. So I just nowadays, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. But now it's more dangerous for them because being 50 now, getting with me can get you fired because I'm not some little kid smarting off to you. If I smarted off to you, there was a damn reason for it. I've gotten cops fired before. I don't even hesitate reporting. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, excuse you, buddy. You have no business being out there because they're people. And sometimes people have bad days. And sometimes people don't belong in the job they're in. They just don't. And
they
obviously, two cops.
As well,
yeah, obviously, these three cops we were talking about don't belong. Look, I'm not hating on all cops. I got family that are cops. I know several officers. A lot of them are good people. Some of them are too inexperienced. I think a lot of times you get rookies on the field that have never faced situations like this. It's got to change, people. You know, it's got to change. Well, Chris, I don't know if it's necessarily racist because in one case it was a black cop that shot the black guy. In another case, it was a white cop that shot it. But regardless, they both shot a young black man that had a gun that wasn't doing anything. So, I mean, it's as bad as the case in Florida where the guy parked in a handicap and the guy got up and shot his ass.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and I do agree with that whole argument. If the guy wouldn't have parked there, it would have never happened. But
no,
still,
there
ain't no reason to
him.
Kill anybody. Okay, you don't kill people over in parking spots.
Even if he shoved you,
you don't kill him. Yeah, and if you really made you that mad, shoot him in the leg. I mean, you didn't kill the son of a bitch. What's wrong?
And for your own sake, shoot below the waist because that is a non-lethal. That's not attempted murder. Anyway,
you know why they tell you to kill somebody, right? Because then there's no one to talk against you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the age of the cell phone, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, people. That don't matter, baby.
There's somebody out there that cell phone going, you're doing this number. I got
it,
you.
Buddy. It worked in the Trayvon Martin thing because that's one thing that pissed me off beyond belief. He wasn't there to speak on for himself.
Trayvon was just, I think if Trayvon would have just got up and walked off, he'd still be alive today. But you know, he's young, aggravated, little fat white guy or Hispanic guy, whatever he was, pissed
Why
him off.
Why is it Trayvon's fault when the police on the phone told Zuckerman to stay in a damn car?
And they did. And it's his fault that Trayvon's dead, because if he'd stay where he would have. But when Trayvon went for the gun, that changed everything. Once he reached for the gun, it became on him. That just happened
too before he pulls it out on me.
You know, it's just one of them things. Unfortunately, he's a young guy. He just made a mistake. And Zimmerman's an idiot. And Zimmerman's been in trouble. Zimmerman needs psychological
help. He's in trouble, beating up on his girlfriend. He's
been in trouble with guns. Now, I don't know how he hasn't lost his permits for his guns. He's been caught 3 or 4 times with guns where he's supposed to be. And, you know, the boy has an issue, okay? And we can know that because Trayvon Martin's dead because he couldn't get past a young black man who was just walking down the street doing nothing. That's what all this was about. Remember, he was doing, what was it, what do you call that? Security, whatever when you do for your community.
Oh, neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch. That's what Trayvon was. I mean, that's what Zimmerman was doing. And Trayvon was walking through the neighborhood in a hoodie. Okay. Again, I've said this many times. Just because someone's wearing a hoodie, don't make them guilty. I have 2 hoodies. I wear them at work all the time. So don't shoot my ass because I got one on. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like them to keep my ears warm. That's why I wear them. So look, people, just get past it. I know for cops, you don't want to take that second because it could be your life. And I understand you're looking at a black man with a gun. But if the gun's sitting to the side, it's not being aimed at you, or you see him holding someone down, and he's not shooting a son of a bitch, don't shoot him.
Any second he could, though.
And he could. It's a tough thing. And your adrenaline's pumping. But all I'm asking for is better training. Some way or another. There's too many of these young kids. And it wouldn't, you know, I could, like I said earlier, if it was one thing, if these, you know, like with the kid up there in St. Louis, that's a whole different story. But, you know, he went after the gun and got shot, but that's because he was already in trouble with the law. And in these other cases, these were just young guys in the wrong place at the wrong time and got shot. I mean, the security guard actually captured the guy that was shooting people.
Huh? Isn't Christina going to kill you?
No, but no, she's off tonight. But we're out of here in 2 minutes anyway.
Oh, I thought she was either. Okay.
No, she's she's anyway. I want to talk about that on air. She's somewhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, on planet Mars or some shit.
I saw her on Facebook, but okay.
We all love you people. We love all of you people, including. Oh no, we were off Friday night. I don't know if Kathy knew or not, but the rest of us were off Friday night. That's why Christina, you didn't see anybody. I mean, how do you say your damn name there? My people. Y'all got to stop merging these African American European names into one name, because, you know, Defuncta Tukananka, I have no idea what that is. I mean, it don't even look like a real name. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad everybody tuned in tonight. Don't forget about the guy who found the $7.5 million in the he
That's
bought the.
Cool. I don't care about him. What you said was so racist.
What?
I agree. But it's so racist because you're white.
Well, I can say it because I'm a little bit of everything. So technically, I can't be racist. I got white blood. I got Irish blood. I got everybody's blood. So
remember earlier in our broadcast when you were saying the Indians couldn't get it together? I was like, shouldn't you be saying we couldn't get it together? So then we kind of, I was like, you're.
Hell
you're
no, we, the winner goes, no, American. I want a winner's side.
There you go.
I love my Indian brothers, but hey, when we used to play Cowboys and Indians, I always played the Cowboys because I knew it was going to happen.
That's how Joe decides. I don't care what race you are, who won. Cowboys, Redskins, who won the Cowboys? I'm a Cowboys fan. Ooh, bad Joe.
And the thing about the Redskins, I'm like I said, I'm Native American. It doesn't offend me for the Redskins. Just doesn't offend me. Stop being so touchy, America.
You know, why is it offensive to call them Redskin when you call white people white and black people black? You don't call Asians yellow. I understand that because, you know, cultural.
You yellow man.
Well, that's what.
We need a new word for that. We got words for white people. We got words for black. We need it for the yellow man. I'm gonna come up with a word.
There's a bunch for them.
I gotta find me some kind of racist yellow word somewhere.
Lordy Jesus. Well, the ones we have are a little outdated.
Go out and get your Christmas tree, people.
Oh,
or your soul tree or whatever
your you want. Pagan fertility idol.
Yep. I don't care what you call it. Go get one. They've been cut down, so you might as well go get it. Don't
cut with the work of the workman with the axe. They nail it in place so that it shall not move. They decorate it with silver and gold. They, oh, come on, Jeremiah.
You must be a regular, huh? Because you know I had artificial. I do keep, in this house here, I do have an artificial tree. And for the last 3 years, it's a 12-foot tree or 11-foot tree. Because I got these big, huge ceilings in here. But I still put a real tree on a property. I usually put one either in the front or backyard sometimes. If I got the money, I'll put one in both yards. But they'll always see if you pass by my house, there's a bayou behind my house and there's a bridge going behind it. You can see the tree out there in the yard and some other decorations.
So for those various stalkers this Christmas, you'll be able to pinpoint exactly which house it is.
Oh, shit. Look, my house is on Google. Anybody wants to find me, I'm easy to find. That's my wife all the time. You're going to get us killed. I said, yeah, well, I'm going to shoot. It's going to be a shootout. That's for damn sure.
Did you ever get the gators in the bayou to, you know, the protection gators with the lasers like Austin Powers?
Yeah, I noticed we need some of them with the little laser eye. But, well, actually, I got laser-eyed sharks now, people. I got them from the Bond people. Yeah, they gave me a good deal because they were so old. I'm sorry. That was a cheesy joke on so many levels. China heaps pressures on Taiwan's president after poll defeat. Yeah, they're wanting to go back with China now.
Come on home.
That's not going to happen, but it's going to go. And there's the migrants Lily was talking about earlier. And we're going to end on that story, so we'll just move past that. Oh, here you go. Here's some NFL players fighting it out on the field that kicked out. This is the $7.5 million. And then, of course, more crazy Trump throwing the crescent. Oh, here we go. GM slashes 14,700 jobs. That's just a Merry Christmas. Here's some other stuff. What's the deal with the Nephilim? Y'all can write to me and tell me what y'all think about that. Road trip into beyond. This is Aline Pastaneo posted this today. I have no idea what this is about. So y'all better be careful because Aline's a little crazy. And the mysterious lineage of Elon Musk.
That's cool.
In case y'all don't know who Elon Musk was, you know, he's inventor, entrepreneur, space programmer, building tunnels under LA so he can drive back and forth without driving. This tells you got too much money, okay? When you build a private tunnel so you can drive back and forth to LA, you got too much money and too much time.
Joe, well, it was the Nephilim that was descendant of the Elohim and the humans, right? The Watchers?
The Giants.
Yeah, the Giants. Yeah, he wanted them. And descendants, you know.
Oh, they got a burn gun now, so they're going to shoot you with a burn gun.
What?
Yes, the shit they come up with today. Oh, what is this?
You can't just say burn gun and not elaborate on what burn gun is. You just said burn gun.
We got to go, or I would. Wait, one more. I think they really do worship the devil. Texas pastor leads community in prayer ahead of heavy metal concert. Oh, God. I couldn't spit that out for nothing for some reason. Who's coming? Come on. Who is the most heavy metal devil band around today? Let's see. I don't know.
The gospel band.
Maybe Hailstorm? No, not Hailstorm.
Pick a death!
No, I'm kidding.
No, but because all the old band, I mean, they're still around, but they're not really doing anything. I seen Metallica somewhere the other day doing something. Cher's in town here. They're coming in town. I don't know why she's so old. I don't know how she can sing anymore. I hear the Stones are back on tour, too. They're like Walking Dead.
Who?
The Stones. The Rolling
Stones. Yeah, they just put out a new song. What I wanted some Deep Purple, but hey, what else?
They,
and some Tool.
I don't know if Deep Purple even exists anymore. Tool, I haven't heard anything from them. In fact,
I know I need more Tool, but Deep Purple was on tour. Like
I've seen something from the Yellow Taxi Cab the other day, or whatever they called themselves.
Really?
I've seen something.
Wait. Which one are we talking about? Because there's a newer band. I want to say like Yellow Cab Cutie or some crap.
There's somebody in the last 8 or 10 years that came out. One of my daughters likes this house. She
yellow pet or whatever. Yeah.
Like we do Christmas or stuff like that, or parties and stuff. Everybody comes in the back and gives me a list of shit they want to listen to. So I just put it in the thing and load it up. And then eventually it gets put into the station stuff and gets played somewhere. Oh, and y'all will be hearing more. Oh, yeah, we jam it all the time. Oh. Yeah, y'all will be hearing more and more of this for the next 5 weeks. The black and gold Super Bowl will be played on a regular basis. I just get used to it. The path to the Super Bowl is through the Superdome, people. Saints the number one ranked team in the league. Kicking everybody's ass, including undefeated Rams. They got defeated, didn't they?
Sipping the tea.
Yeah, 10-1 with 5 games left to play.
That's beautiful. Good. Congratulations.
The only team that beat them, they got to play again, Tampa Buccaneers, who suck so bad nobody can understand how they beat the Saints.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, hold on, what?
And then we've got Tampa, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Carolina. Well, we got Dallas this Thursday, so we play Dallas, Tampa, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Carolina. The Saints win their next two, they've clinched home. Well, they've clinched the division and home field for that. If they win out, they've clinched home field throughout the entire playoffs, including if they go to the NFC Championship game. It's going to be played in the dome, the Thunder Dome.
I really want y'all to win them. That'd be really cool for y'all.
And by the way, anybody who watched an LSU game the other night, please let me know what the hell happened there. It was 74-72. LSU actually lost to Texas A&M in a 7-overtime game. Yeah, there were 7 overtimes in this game. I heard all kind of bad calls. I didn't see the game, so if anybody's seen it, why don't y'all put me over your point of view? I'm kind of curious to what happened there. That was crazy shit. But I know we got to get out of here. Christina is off tonight. Christina is out chasing naked Chippendales. I keep telling her she's getting old and Chippendales are going to kill her, but she don't listen, man. She's just chasing them down.
Wifey wants what she wants.
She had some Daisy Dukes on when I seen her in some short cowboy boots and a rope.
Why do you think she's chasing them? She's actually like sorting out which one she wants to deal with.
She's roping them, buddy. She thinks she's Ellie from X's and O's.
She's getting her pick of the litter. She ain't chasing.
What do you mean you don't know who Ellie is? Well, just type in the song X's and O's. Lord have mercy. Where you been living? Under a rock? How can I know more about music than you millennials do? Shame on you. I'm just teasing. I should know more than y'all. I've been around a little longer.
I would hope so. I'm like,
I'll just give it a hard time because they're millennials. I love all millennials. Yes. All millennials are just so lovable. Y'all are like LL and L, love, light, and laughter. That's the millennials.
Sure.
she's like, what a man, this is going.
Like, we suck. Like, but anyway.
Somewhere, man. It's not sounding good. I know we got to get out of here, but. Guys, remember, I'll be on tomorrow night. Michael Angley will be back. He's been off for a week. He had some dental work done. Well, when I talked to him the other day, there was like a foot of snow in his house and 18 degrees outside. I was like, well, screw you, buddy. Because it happened to have been 72 and sunny here at the time. So I was like, hey, he lives in, where's he live? Ithaca, man. He's way up Yankee
Land. Lord, I mean, Canada is like right there.
Yeah, he might well be in Canada as far as he's up there. He's on top of the Hudson Valley. He's way up there. Got all them crazy college kids live there. He's lucky to live as long as he has them, all them college kids. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of good pickings.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of trouble.
He doesn't even mess with that.
Them 20-something girls really like them guys. With them. Anyway, we're just going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
We don't give y'all no ideas. Y'all youngsters are already getting enough trouble without any extra help. We don't be encouraging y'all to do nothing. Y'all just go out and enjoy your lives, have some fun.
And they are.
I know all y'all millennials get screwed when you first got out of college. You got your chance to get caught up. The government's going to work some new deals on student loans. On top of that, on repaying student loans. And on top of that, the job market's way better. You can look for more money. But I'm going to tell you a little piece of advice for anybody redoing a student loan. There's a lot of companies out there that will redo student loans for you and even get you lower payments. But what they don't tell you is you end up paying more back.
Do not consolidate.
Yeah, you end up just paying more back. So, you know, if you can get the loan refinanced through the government like they want to do, where they shave off about 20% and then they cut your interest, that's the way to go. Your payments will go way down, you know. Unfortunately, I know some of y'all got big, big debt. Anybody who took particular topics or particular subjects, you know, unfortunately, college is based on what you take in college, how much it's going to cost you. So it shouldn't be like that. Yeah, it shouldn't matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a politician, whatever. But unfortunately, that's the way it is.
So, you're going to be in school for a lot longer, but you're also going to make a lot more money. So deal with it.
And, you know, and consign yourself. If you're going for one of the 8-year or 10-year consign yourself that you're going to be broke for about 10 years. But after that, you're usually rolling in it pretty good. Even a doctor, or let me put it this way. Most people don't realize it, but doctors and lawyers, just everyday doctors and lawyers, don't really make that much. They make about $100,000 a year.
And to everyone who says it's not that much, honey, think about the student loans when your student loans are $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, for them, it takes them, by the time they're making the kind of money they want, like $250 a year, it's 10 years after their degrees. Most of their debt is paid up, and now they've actually got money coming in. But that 10 years in between is not the easiest time. It's not the hard. It's not like when you were in school, mind you. But it's not going to be, you're not going to have the kind of free money you think you are. You know, unless you start a private practice, and someone right out of medical school is not going to start a private practice. So, or if you like the doctor that worked on my wife, he was 5 years out of school. He's considered one of the top surgeons in the South.
Yes, so, good luck.
He can work anywhere he wants. He works at the Gwinnett facility in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, he travels all over up there. He had an office in a mall. What is with people with the malls, man? Come on. What is restaurants in malls and doctors' offices in malls? What?
Wait, really? You know,
stop it.
Doctors' offices in malls? I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah. They're all over in the South, man. They put some bitches all over the place. Urgent cares and stuff like that. I'm like,
urgent care is different. Urgent care is good. That should be everywhere. But a regular physician's office in a mall?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess there's space, but it's so odd.
Well, it's one thing if it's a doctor's mall. See, there's lots of them out here where the whole mall is just doctors.
Yeah, yeah. That's
not. But now they're putting them like one doctor in a regular mall.
Yeah, that's weird. That's you can't. No, that's just so weird to me. Yeah, I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge, but
it's weird. It's weird. But I know we got to get out of here, guys and girls. So we're gonna go in about 10 minutes. Y'all hear something new playing? Probably be one of Christina George's reruns. If you're out cyber shopping, you know, it's just, you know, cyber
rock. Get Lily some good Bose headphones.
I'm looking for a 65-inch Samsung curved screen. If y'all want to send me one, I would appreciate it.
Beautiful. Actually, Lily needs a new computer because she almost...
Yes, so do I. I'm looking for either a 6 or an 8 core, 16 to 32 gigs of RAM.
I don't need all his fancy stuff. The station has plenty of computers. Lily has one laptop. All right. It is a very good laptop, $1,000 laptop, 2 years ago. All right, so the power thingy is like, you know, I got to go take it in. I got to go buy new insurance. So that's about to expire. Help your girl out. Get her a nice new laptop. Give me the same laptop, just a newer model. I love my laptop.
I like both my laptops. Even though one of them I got to take apart, I got a damn cooling. The chip fan's going out.
Oh, not a laptop.
It's a little quad core with Windows 10 on it. It's probably 10 years old. It was a top-of-the-line model somebody bought me. This tells you how things go. I'm going to go do a lecture in D.C., right? Running through my house, getting shit together. I was putting a PowerPoint together. And I had one of my laptops sitting up on top of the TV plugged in, charging. And every now and then I'd stop by and add something to the thing. Uh-huh. So I get all the PowerPoint in there. I got the thing open. I'm watching the PowerPoint. So I'm running to go get something. And I did. My foot caught the cord, flipped the freaking laptop over. And it was about 6 feet up in the air. So it just kind of flipped up another 2 feet and came down and crashed. It died instantly.
Oh.
It was noticed that the screen cracked. The hard drive was fried. It just said, jumped off the spindle. So I was on air bitching that night that I was going to have to bring the PowerPoint and use it on someone else's computer because my other laptop wasn't good enough for that kind of crap. And, you know, the other one was just basically a backup. And so the morning I get a phone call. Said, hey, go up to Best Buy. I got something for you. Get up there, top of the line, $2,800 laptop.
Oh, Jesus.
Just sitting there waiting for me. All I had to do was sign for it.
That's really nice of that person. That's crazy. That's really, really nice.
Well, a friend of mine, Trees, bought me one for like $2,400. So it's nice to have. But, you know, guys, I love laptops. But for what I do radio-wise, laptops aren't.
Yeah, you don't know. You need a.
For surfing and spending money and stuff like that, they're good. But, you know. Local pastor saying, hey, devil worshiping band. The band's a devil worshiping.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas. Still don't tell me who it is, though.
I like to game on my laptop because I haven't played my PlayStation 4 that I specifically bought for this one game in several months because you get home from work, let the little one watch a couple hours of Sesame Street. And then once she's in bed, I'm tired. You know, like I'll do this show, but after that it's just like I'm about to go to sleep in like 2 hours, maybe an hour. It's a sad life, Joe. Not even on the weekends. I won't even bother opening it up on the weekends because I'm like, if I spend 5 hours playing this game, it's gonna be 3 a.m. and then I'm gonna have to wake up at 7 a.m. and get her up and feed her. I'm just like,
So Obama got 16 times covers.
16 covers 15. Of Time magazine.
Yeah, he got 15. Michelle Obama got one. Yeah, 15. Person of the year, president of the year, man of the year.
15.
Special issue, best Democrat ever. Just ooh. Guys, this is just sheer ooh. Propaganda. All this is. I mean, none of this is even close to true.
How many has Trump actually had? 3, 4?
I don't know. They don't like to give Trump much. You know, they don't. Yeah. But you know, in all fairness to some of the people, I can understand why they don't want to get. I mean, you know, you give Trump an inch, the motherfucker goes 8 miles.
Yes, Lord.
He's you know, well, he is self-important, but he's also, see, that's the problem here, Jimmy. He's self-important. He is, but he's also right now the most important man in the world. So yes, he's self-important any way it goes. I mean, and if you're not going to be the media and compliment, if you're not going to compliment, because when he was on the his TV shows and all, he didn't act like this. He was a different kind of person. He didn't need the approval because he already had it. Here, he's trying to do something for the people, and he wants the approval of the people he's doing it for. And even though he's getting it, the press don't want to be honest with him. The country's happy with it. He's still sitting there like
it's ridiculous, and even how they present things. It's like
his approval rate has been higher than Obama's this whole year. He's sitting somewhere between 45% and 54%. Every now and then you'll hear a Democrat, oh, he's 39%. But when you go look up the polls everywhere, he's usually 45% to 54%.
And no, people, we're not Trumpsters. It's just, it is what it is.
You know, y'all, it's just, you know, when someone does something, you have to give them due, whether you like them or not.
Exactly.
Anybody who listened to this show knows, anybody who listened to when I was hosting with Stephanie knows, for 18 months, all I did was hate on Trump. I hated on Trump more than I hated on Hillary. Y'all know how much I love Hillary. I mean, God.
What did she do? Wick? Hillary did Wick and Chip. Whatever. Those were good things. She did good things. Okay? Yeah. Balanced. Yay.
Hillary's pro-women. Hillary is not pro-women. She might be pro-lesbian.
Hillary is pro-Hillary.
She ain't no pro-women. All you got to do is look how she treated the women that called her husband.
Anyway, we do got to get out of here. We don't got to go down that road right
That's
now.
That's Lily's fault.
One of
the last time he was in DC, grabbed Lily on the ass. I told her to sue his ass, but she won't. She said she liked it. So I was like, damn, Lily.
Yeah, why if I sue him, then he won't do it again.
She said, I got to say, you know, some of them old white guys, I'm just going to leave that alone. Move
Bill.
Well, you know, Bill's supposed to be half brother anyway. Not really, before anybody writes to me. God,
he has his black card, y'all. Chill out.
You know, he just thinks he's half. Well, I don't know. He's from if he's truly from the South, he probably got a little black blood. But actually, most people, right, people, in case y'all don't know, that if your family's been in the South for more than 150 years or 100 years, odds are you got a little coffee in your cream. Just deal with it, or vice versa, however you want
to. We all do, exactly. Like, y'all, I mean, most black people are 15% and 17% white.
Oh, it's easy to tell people. Go spend some time in Africa. Go meet black people in Africa. Come back to the United States and meet, well, brown people here, because they're not black here. They're black in Africa. They're not here now. It's just the way it is. And it's nothing to do with it. It's just the way things have been bred, and people have been interbreeding, and you know, populations in. And it's not near as much sun here. And, well, you wear way more clothes here, too. You know, it's just the way it was. And now Africa's changing. I mean, I actually heard two big wigs say that Africa is going to be an emerging place in the near future. Several countries are really getting shit together. So.
Exactly. Say countries, please.
So, not all in Africa. Because we got to remember, unfortunately, Africa is also stuck with the Middle East. They've got other issues they got to worry about. But Africa itself, what we think of Africa, not the Middle East, but what everybody else thinks of Africa, when you talk about the Dark Continent, they're getting their shit together. They got a ways to go, but you've got the Western part really getting it together. The Southern part, well, they were getting it together, but now they've gone anti-white people down there.
So
That's going to take a little time, but the core of Africa, the 10 or 12 countries that really make up its economic base, they're getting strong.
Well, they are
forward, and they're cleaning up their act, and they're cleaning up their people, and they're cleaning up everything, and they're moving forward to become first world countries instead of second or third.
Darfur, Ethiopia, Somalia.
Yeah, you know, countries that just 10 years ago we were sending millions and millions of dollars to feed.
No, we do. That's why I named them Darfur, Somalia, Ethiopia. What's up with that? We acting like they
are. Ethiopia. I don't know what it's with Ethiopia.
40 years of famine in Ethiopia. Jesus.
That's more about government than that is anything else down there. Well, they can't get a decent government. They just keep getting crap governments.
Same with Somalia. Can't get a stable government in place.
But, you know, Kenya seems to got their shit together. A couple of other countries seem to got their stuff together. And it's just an emerging scene. And eventually,
there's also a bunch of hidden stuff that's going on there, too.
Like, yeah, well, there is. There's a lot of stuff. But eventually, they'll become a player in the market again. Yeah. You know, in the world is what I should say. They'll become a player again. Right now, Africa is just a consumer, and that's all we think of it as, and nothing else. We don't worry, think about them wars or any other stuff other than certain problems and diseases there. Africa is just a consumer. We don't think of them like equals like we do with Europe and stuff like that, or enemies like we do with Russia and China. It's just right now they're kind of like South America.
The history of colonialism and the fact that we've made it to a point that we own their raw natural resources, excavated it, and continue to own whatever's still there, so they don't own their own freaking resources to be able to actually, you know, stand up on their own 2 feet. And it's funny because people are like, buy Toms, we'll donate shoes to Africans. Meanwhile, there are people there making shoes that they can't sell because you get shoes and clothes dumped into their market. There's a bunch of different things going on, but we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. If you really want to see the world change, you gotta get rid of a couple things. One, you've got to unite all the countries. Two, you've got to either get rid of religion or teach everyone religious respect. And three, you either need to get rid of money or change the way it's dealt with. Because those are the three evils on our planet.
Get rid of the banking system because they're just faking. You know, they're making fake money.
If you unite the world under one government, think of it this way, people. If you unite the world under one government, there will be an extra $3 trillion to dump into science because we won't have to spill in our military anymore.
But more important than that,
every doctor on the planet, every scientist on the planet.
Worship the black sun.
Yeah, the purple sun. Yeah, the princess, not baby.
Oh, God. Okay.
We got to get out of here. No, he was Skull and Bones, actually. You're talking about George Bush. Yeah, he was Skull and Bones.
Worship the invisible
sun. Oh. He wasn't a masonry. No, a mason. Now you can be called masonry. Shit. He wasn't a mason.
Masonry.
No, I'm a mason. He was Skull and Bones. And they're Vanderbilts. Yeah, you're just getting confused. Yeah,
y'all know this.
You know what? You know what? Not. Maybe this Monday or the following Monday, Lily and I'll do a conspiracy show for y'all because the news is slowing down through the holidays, so we'll be doing some holiday stuff. I can't promise. I mean, if something crazy goes on.
Yeah, we can't say anything anymore.
But if not, we'll do a little conspiracy. We'll get into some of the, you know, the Vanderbilts and the.
Dude, draw a circle, put a dot in the middle of the circle. There's your conspiracy. These people
tell me all the time, oh, because, you know, I got a lot of friends that are really into conspiracies, and they send me all kind of shit, and these people roll the real. Okay, let me explain something to y'all. The Illuminati is not going to get along with the Bilderbergs. The Bilderbergs are not going to get along with the Masons. The Masons are not going to get along with the Skull and Bones. And there's several other groups out there besides those. So if you can unite all them groups, then you can change the world because they control all the money and power.
Yeah, but that's
the problem
against
is they're not uniting.
You don't want to do that. How do you puppet anyway? I know.
And then you know Wakanda might come up and wipe us all out. So hail the black man.
Do you know their way? Do you know their way?
I know where they're at.
Do you know their way?
I drew me a map so in case I gotta go nuke them or something. We're teasing, Marsha. Jesus Christ.
All right, y'all. Much love.
I enjoyed the movie, by the way. Anyway, we got to get out of here. I bought it, so I had to like it. No, I bought it after I seen it. I rented it on Amazon, and then I liked it, so I bought it. Damn. I don't never buy a movie until I see it, because I might not like it. Well, there's a lot of bullshit hype. And a couple of people tried to make it into being politically correct, and it really wasn't. There might have been one or two things in it, but really it wasn't. It wasn't like they were trying to make it. It wasn't the big blockbuster they said it was either. But still.
Okay.
There's always some shit going on. Somebody's got to lie about something. Go see it. If you haven't seen it, go see it. You'll enjoy it. It's a fun movie to watch. Actually, if you catch, if you catch, what was the last Avengers movie?
Infinity War.
Go watch that movie because. He's in the end of it. That's a good job too. I'm not gonna give you no spoils. Go watch the end of the movie. Go watch the Black Panther.
So
it's not what you think it is. From your text.
Finally, Joseph. Finally. Yeah. You remember our discussion? Anyway. Finally.
Anyway, go check it out. Watch the movie, and then go check out the end of
it. Was it a great movie? Was it just a great movie?
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I liked it as much as I liked any other Avengers movies, pretty much. I give it the same praise I'd give any other Avengers movies out there. Let's just put it at that. I don't want to make it any different. I don't want to make it into anything other than that, but it's as good as any Avengers movies out there, better than a lot of them. So go see it. Anyway, I'm not arguing with you. You gotta go.
Character, folks. That's all I wanted. All right.
Lily got a hot for you know. No, not no. She don't get the
hot. No. M'Baku, baby.
She's like the guy up living in the mountain up there.
Yes. Man, ape.
That's right. She wants to drug her. She thinks, you know, back in the dinosaur days when they drug you around about a hair and hit you with the stick.
Well, wait, anyway.
That was marriage.
Okay, that was marriage
back in
the day. Michael B. Jordan is a sexy piece. Oh, Lord.
Wait, and by the way, wasn't the man that hit the woman and drug him home? It was a woman that hit the man and drug him home.
Boy, yeah. You wish.
I'm just saying, it was back in the dinosaur days, you know. Before y'all even write to me, as far as I know, people and dinosaurs didn't live together. That we'll leave that for a conspiracy show. How's that? Yeah.
They did, though. Yeah. And it's really cool. Did you see the first dinosaur? The good
let us dinosaur? Out of here.
Yeah, we got to go.
we got to go, people, because it should be another show on right now. So, anyway, we thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, if you want to go watch the Oasis Rocket Pro, whatever the hell the damn thing's called, go watch it land. I had it up playing today, so you can probably just go watch on one of the reruns we had up today. But you can go check it out and watch it land, or just go over to NASA site and click it on and watch it land. A lot of good stuff out there. You know, we just found that planet real close to Earth. A lot of good science stuff out there. A lot of geeky stuff.
A lot of good science.
Yeah, you know, it's Christmas time, and people, for whatever holiday, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever the Jewish holiday is, for some Hanukkah, be nice to everybody, all right? I don't give a shit what you celebrate. Just be nice to everybody. It don't matter what color you dress yourself, what kind of fancy, dancy clothes you want to wear, whether it's a red fat man or some really queer-looking robes or some weird thing on your head that makes you go bald. It's whatever you want. I mean, really.
Boy, howdy.
I'm just saying, people. You go have some fun. Stop being so touchy, watchy, bitchy, and enjoy yourselves. Life is short, people. Remember, the best you can hope for today is 100 years, more than likely 80. So go have some fun. Stay out of trouble. Get married, have multiple children, like 10 or 15 of them.
Joe!
I'm just trying to help out. We population's slow and millennials aren't having kids. I'm just got to get this shit going.
America, news on the flip side. Monday edition. I almost said light. News on the flip side, Monday edition. Joe Mondale, Lily White, love you, bye.
This season, Raising Cane's welcomes Frosty the Snowman.
Let's make a party out of it. Let's have a parade.
Drive through or come in for hot and fresh 24-hour marinated chicken fingers with cane sauce. Then pick up a gift card, Cane 3 calendar, and Frosty the Plush Puppy. Net puppy and calendar proceeds benefit local pet organizations.
That's a great idea.
Happy holidays from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Own Frosty the Snowman on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital.
You're looking for meaning and purpose in your work.
Hello?
We all are. Every year, Harvard Business School Executive Education helps executives like you reevaluate goals and develop both personally and professionally to turn their careers into their callings. Don't be different. Be changed. Go. Start by going to hbs.me/go. That's hbs.me/go.